Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. This week, we are talking about Joseph and the pit in a series all about Joseph, the son of Jacob, who was later called Israel. We're looking at Genesis chapter 37, verses 12 to 20. One day when Joseph's brothers had taken the sheep to a pasture near Shechem, his father Jacob said to him, "I want you to go to your brothers. They are with the sheep near Shechem." "Yes, sir," Joseph answered. His father said, "Go out and find out how your brothers and the sheep are doing. Then come back and let me know." So he sent him from Hebron, from the Hebron Valley. Joseph was near Shechem and wandered through the fields when a man asked, "What are you looking for?" Joseph answered, "I'm looking for my brothers who are watching the sheep. Can you tell me where they are?" "They're not here anymore," the man replied. "I overheard them say they were going to Dothan." Joseph left and found his brothers in Dothan. But before he got there, they saw him coming and made plans to kill him. They said to one another, "Look, here comes the hero of those dreams. Let's kill him, and we'll throw him into a pit and say that some wild animals ate him. Then we'll see what happens to those dreams." So, are you familiar with the pit? That is feeling at least as if somehow you've been tossed into a pit, ambushed by friends or family, or just by your own feelings that somehow you are too small, too ineffective, too inconsequential to matter. I'm sure you have, because there is probably no human other than perhaps a narcissist who has not been down in the pits. It may be because you screwed up, maybe big time. It may even be disconnected, as far as you can see, from anything that you or anyone else has done. Yet there you are, in the dumps, or worse, in a black hole that is just sucking the energy, imagination, love, and joy right out of you. Yes, he's an idiot. Yes, she's a witch. Yes, your family sucks. Yes, your boss is a nightmare. But unfortunately, while all that is true, give or take, you are the one that is suffering. Being in the pit is a biblical theme. Did you know that? All kinds of biblical characters have been there. Jeremiah got dumped in one by the Israelites because they didn't like his prophecies. Daniel was in a lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace. A woman was dragged before Jesus by a crowd of religious people so she could be stoned to death. Not actually in a pit, but you get the idea. Sometimes a pit has walls. Sometimes the walls are almost entirely made of feelings. Depression, loneliness, fear, and anger all can make unscalable walls around us. And it is a pit, and it's the pits. We can't break out. We can't walk away. We are stuck and in need of rescue. And unless and until someone comes to offer us a ladder, throws us a rope, or uses their lightsaber to cut a hole in the wall, or God intervenes, Joseph, the nasty young brother who has decided his mission in life is to lord over his 10 brothers that he is dad's favorite, Rachel's, the beloved wife of Jacob's son, has gone a step too far. His dreams have confirmed his status, you know. If you're unsure about how haughty Joseph was, just reference last week's sermon at otisvillepress.org/worship for the sermon blog and the sermon podcast. So when Jacob, that is Israel, sent Joseph to find his shepherding brothers, they decided to take care of his nasty habit of pretending to be the big man on campus as a snot-nosed 17-year-old prince. They plan to kill him. Then they'll tell Dad it was a wild beast that did him in, and into the pit he goes. And if not for Reuben, Joseph would have died, but that's next week's sermon. Imagine, if you will, lying at the bottom of that pit, no way out, and 10 brothers who are perfectly happy that you're there. You're not dead, but you might as well be. Scared to death, you have no idea what comes next, and sorry to say, in at least Joseph's story, it doesn't really get any better for a long time. but the dream. We talked about that last week. What was the dream about? Not so much the sheaves bowing to him or the sun, moon, and stars bowing to him. Again, see last week's sermon. It's about knowing that God has plans, that God has got this story in his hands. No promises about a smooth ride. No promises about your plans coming to fruition. No promises about being rich, famous, and married to the music or movie star of your dreams. Nope. It's all about what Jeremiah says. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now, depending on your point of view, the pit you find yourself in could be the bottom, and it's all uphill from there. It could, but it wasn't for Joseph. The haughty young man was going to be God's instrument for the salvation of Israel. He was going to need years of preparation, including more than one pit. But God had plans for Joseph and for you, no matter what pit you find yourself in at the moment. Do you understand? Do you hear what God is telling you? Hang on. Keep the faith. Call in the prayer warriors, because God has got you. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for stopping by to our podcast this week. If you have questions, feel free to send us an email at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com. It's been one of those days. Or at our website, otisvillepress.org. Thank you so much for stopping by.